Today's movie review is Brightburn, which I went and saw at the Ontario Movie Theater. It was not in the IMAX, but a smaller theater. This review is about Brightburn, which I really didn't know much about it going in, other than it was supposed to be like a horror type scary movie, superhero kind of related, but I wasn't sure. And what this movie turned out to be was an origin story for an anti-villain. What do you call those? Not a superhero, but a supervillain. I don't know what the name. I guess you call him Brightburn. I don't know. Like, you don't call him super. You don't call him Superman. But anyway, how it started out was this family had adopted a young baby, and you don't find out till later that that baby, essentially same story mirroring Superman, had crashed into the barn or into the farmyard in some sort of a spaceship, and there was a baby there, and they had built a barn over it, I'm assuming, or they moved the spaceship into the barn, into the cellar of the barn. How many barns do you know have cellars? And they basically locked it up, but it's revealed over time what had happened there. The boy who grows up, you root for him as he's, I think, 12 going on 13. There's a 13-year-old birthday party. He gets a gun for his birthday from his uncle and aunt and uncle, a rifle, which wasn't approved by the dad, which wasn't really part of the movie storyline, but that was just something I recalled. He starts to gain power as he starts hearing these voices, like they're calling him from the barn. I don't remember, but I think there was something that happened that triggered the events. His mom and him would play hide and go seek, and they would whistle. They would do like a Marco Polo whistle, and one will whistle, the other will whistle back. And they were playing that when he was in the barn. And then like in one scene, he's just kind of freaking out or just zoning out above the cellar, and he's hearing all these voices. And then over the next few scenes, he's drawn to it. He looks like he's in a trance and stuff. And then he gets power through this thing. And then eventually, he just full on is just powerful. I don't know. He does a transformation in less than within a month, it seemed like, on this timeline in the movie. There was a few scenes in it where he's going bad. He wants to be good, you could tell. And his mom tells him he loves him. The dad tells him he loves him. The dad didn't really want him. The dad, he was against adopting him. He wanted to go a different route. Eventually, dad decides that this kid is bad. He has to be dealt with. He takes him out to the woods on a hunting trip, under the guise of a hunting trip. And while the boy is down there looking at deer tracks, the dad shoots him in the head with a rifle. And it doesn't faze the boy. In fact, the boy says, that's what you, he doesn't say it, but he's basically thinking, that's what you think of me, daddy. Okay. And they have an eye-to-eye meeting at that point. And the boy's eyes shoot lasers through the dad's brains and fries him from the inside out. That's the end of daddy. And then he comes home. Mommy's like, where's daddy? He's gone. What do you mean he's gone? Where is he? When will he? Oh, he's not coming back. And so then the mom, this is kind of all spoiler territory. The mom decides that she has to deal with him. And there was a scene in the barn where the boy had never bled in his whole life. He had never had a cut or anything. But when he fell through the cellar into the spaceship, the ship cut him. Leaning on that information, the mom decides the only thing in her mind that can kill this boy, this kid, this demon, is the ship. And he had did more than just kill his father. He had killed a few other people by this time. The uncle that gave him the gun, a few other people, this woman that he hated from the restaurant. It was just evil. And so the mom decides she has to kill him. She ran to the barn at some point in the movie while hiding from the kid. The kid was coming after her at that point. And she grabs a piece of the ship, like a sharp object, pointy piece. Eventually the boy finds her and she tells him how much she loves him still, and she always loved him. And it's a little bit moving how she's never not cared about him, and she hugs him. As they're hugging, she raises her arm with the object that was hidden behind her back, and as she's going to go down to thrust, his arm blocks hers. And it's like, I'm on to you, mommy. You're not getting me this time. And with that, he grabs her and he flies her up into the sky as high as the stars. I mean, so high. There's aircraft going by. And then he just drops her. And she was pleading her case, even going up before she passed out. But that's how he treated mommy and daddy. The movie ends. There's a scene because I mentioned there was a craft. I guess he destroyed an aircraft that was going by and it landed on the property. And that's the guys for, I guess, part two setting up. Of course, it was the aircraft that killed mom and dad or whatever. I think is leading to a part two because there's an excuse for why these people died to some extent and they don't know him. And the boy was just eating a sandwich in the back of like an ambulance. And leading to a part two is actually very well done. It was done by James Gunn from Guardians of the Galaxy fame. Just trying to think about where this movie can go from here without a superhero mixed in with the supervillain. There's nothing to stop that boy. Now, the voice inside him and then some of the writings he did was to kill everyone, basically. So this kid is bad. I mean, if he survives, and he's only 13, if he grows up, just imagine how much worse he'll be. And then everywhere he killed people, he would write a symbol, a little symbol in their blood. And it was like a little diamond, like two diamonds with a line through it or something. I just can't imagine what can stop him unless there's someone from his planet, the same planet he came from, that lands on Earth and is good instead of evil. It's kind of interesting. It's like, where is it going to go? It's like kind of like a Friday the 13th type of thing. How do you stop this kid? How do you stop him? How do you stop Chucky? How do you stop Jason? Anyhow, I liked the film. I'd probably give it 4 stars. I wouldn't be against watching it again, amazingly. So that almost makes it 5-star territory for me. It was interesting, and I'm looking forward to the follow-up.